Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And we are continuing the conversation about awakening, the conversation about saying yes to a path that you may not have all the details about. Today, joining me is Suzanne Ross. We're going to be talking about Rise Up, Awakening Through Revelation, 10 Days on the Ascension Path. But we're going to be talking about what is revelation? What does that mean? And so those of you out there, Suzanne, you probably know who she is, author, podcaster, internet TV host. She's the author of the Up trilogy, released Wake Up, Awakening Through Reflection in 2015. And now we're talking about Rise Up, Awakening Through Revelation. And when you hear the words rise up, how does that make you feel? What happens when those words become an energy? What happens inside of you? What else needs to be called in? But more importantly, what do we mean by revelation? That is such a powerful, powerful word. And when you take a look at an experience, and she and I have had a 10-day experience, but when you look at it, what happens in those days? What happens in the pathway? What does it mean when things are revealed? Suzanne is joining me here today, and we are going to really look closely at what this means to rise up, but rise up, awakening through revelation. Suzanne, it's great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me, Dr. Pat, and thanks so much for that wonderful introduction. I'm so excited to dive into awakening and ascension through revelation.
And I want to start out by talking about revelation because some people may know what it means, other people may not. But I want to talk about that because it's more than a word. You know, it carries energetic weight. It carries a level of quantum physics to it, right? It is one of those words that when you hear it, something of an expansive nature taps you on the shoulder, but yet not quite sure. Tell us about that word and how it relates so keenly to one's rising up.
Thank you for asking. Awakening through revelation for me was a very powerful way to step on to the ascension path. As I began to wake up on my journey, I discovered so many truths about who I was, where I came from, what my divine mission and purpose was on earth. Very curious about everything to do with spirituality, quantum physics, even religion and the book of Revelations, right? And so as I dove in and started to study all of this, while at the same time engaging in deep trance meditation, so much was revealed to me about the truth of our origins, about the true nature of reality. And so I felt like I was awakening through these revelations.
One of the things I was struck by early on in your book was, how do you say it? You say before, I'm going to paraphrase, you say there are things you need to put in your backpack before you head out, right? And I was really struck by that phrase because I remember my mentor saying to me, before you all head out, before you head out on this 10-day track, you know, there are things you're going to have in your backpack. And a lot of us looked around and said, why do we need this? We're in the desert. We don't need a coat or a jacket at night. And some people kicked and screamed about even filling their backpack. I'm pretty obedient. So you could tell I put all the stuff she said in my backpack. But you make a list. And this, to me, was brilliant because it sets the stage for the possibilities. Can we talk about some of these things, like a strong desire to discover the fundamental truths? This was so important, and you nailed it right in the front of the book.
Oh, thank you. Yes, well, I felt one of the most important things to put in your backpack was an open mind. Right? Because some of the things that you're going to discover are going to blow your mind. Yeah. And of course, a desire and a willingness to proceed on your evolutionary path, right? And I know for myself, I developed an insatiable quest to know everything that I could possibly discover. It's really a journey of self-discovery. Wake Up, the first book, was more about balancing the karma that you created in this and past lives, about reflecting on the experiences of this life. But Rise Up takes it to a whole nother level, where you sort of transcend this 3D life and you start to expand your mind into what lies beyond. Not just multidimensionality, but who we are as eternal souls. And what is the infinite source? And how does that, what does that mean for us in our everyday lives?
And then, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about in this is we're going to talk about, you know, what this means to really move forward, to have this awakening, this ascension, to move forward, and yet to understand different aspects of the adventure. You come out and talk about that the adventure begins with I am. Tell us about that.
Such a powerful saying, isn't it?
It's the most.
Just to realize I am. And I have to say, when I first started to awaken on my path, one of the first things I did was look at my hands and say, I am. And who am I? Right? And where did I come from? And why am I here? And what is this reality made of? And who is the I am? And I was familiar with the phrase, I am that I am. And who is that I am that I am that of?
Well, it's like the quote, it's like the quote that you put in the book by Einstein. You know, it's right in the middle of this conversation, you say reality is an illusion, albeit a very pervasive one. And, you know, it's really interesting to really see that quote in the dialogue about humanity, both human and divine.
Yes, reality is a very pervasive illusion, isn't it?
Especially when we have to pay our bills.
Right. That's such a good example. And what does it mean to be in an illusion? Anyways, right? I feel, though, that quantum physics, as well as spirituality, have really confirmed that we are in a type of virtual reality. And where is this reality being projected from? Throughout my book, I explore the possibilities that we, as an eternal soul standing at the center of our creation, are projecting holographic fractals of ourselves into multiple space-time dimensions and timelines, because we together, as one eternal being, one infinite self, projected this mental construct called space-time in order to have experiences, to know thyself through experience. Because I believe we as eternal souls are existential. With the opportunity to know thyself by existing. But here's another way to know thyself, through experiences in space-time.
And then is that really related to, and, you know, let's talk about this when we come back from break. You know, when I'm thinking about the invitation to the process, not just the book, to the process, right? Because this is an invitation to a journey, a pathway. And, you know, here you talk about 10 days on the ascension path. And when we come back, I want to talk about that, because we've already set the stage by talking about you're going to take the adventure. This is the stuff you got to put in your backpack. And if you have this in your backpack, then fasten your seatbelt, because here we go. We are en route. When we come back, we're going to talk about 10 days and talk about what happens when we tap into that part of ourselves, that conscious and subconscious part of ourselves that brings that I am to a place of beautiful divinity. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Wow, Benny, I am always amazed, Benny.
Well, that should be a blast from the past for you there, Pat. Do you recognize that artist?
Tell me who the artist is.
Starts with a G.
I'm stumped.
70s? I know, Suzanne's out. She's like, oh, that's not much to work with, is it? You got 20 plus other letters to work with. Gloria Gaynor.
Yes. All right. Oh, my God. Benny.
I had to dust it off for you.
You did have to dust that off. And you know, what's interesting about this is that when I move into my new place, I'm actually going to bring out the vinyl.
Good.
You ready for that?
Should never have gone away.
That, now that's a revelation.
Okay.
That is a revelation. Hey, everybody, welcome back. I can't say enough about what Suzanne Ross has done. This book is Rise Up, Awakening Through Revelation, but it's 10 days on the Ascension Path. And we're going to talk about that because when you go and you open the book and you look at the table of contents, you'll be really struck by day one, day two. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But before we do, Suzanne, how do people find out about you? How do they find out about this book? How do they find out about other books?
Thanks for asking. Yeah. My website is is SuzanneRossWellness.com. And the homepage is a landing page for everything. You just simply click on what you want to explore and it will take you right there.
Look, I was struck by three different things. One was this book has so much in it. And I was sharing with you that when I started to read the book, I was struck by a couple of different things. Of course, I was struck by the foreword, but, you know, by Barbara Handclaw. I was struck by that. But I was then struck by the 10-day adventure, how to prepare for it. You know, how to step into truth from beyond, how to look at tuning into source, how to do these things. And then came the 10-day virtual adventure. And as I went through this, I thought to myself, there is no other way Suzanne could have presented this. There's no other way where we could have done this so that we understand creator consciousness. There's no other way to get all of this in without holding our hand through day one, day two, day three. I want to ask you about this because it's clear to me that this is a download. And I wanted to ask you how this came to be because you could have written this book differently.
So I started going on nature walks early on my awakening journey because I felt that being out in creation, I was most connected to the creator. And on these walks, I would do meditative prayers and chants. And as I did, I would feel myself shifting into another perception of reality. Everything around me would start sparkling in fluorescent light. And I began to realize the oneness and that everything was consciousness. And that the stream I was walking along was liquid consciousness, and that all of these forms were crystallized consciousness, and that this consciousness was actually malleable based on my thoughts and my intentions. And so with these realizations, I started to connect into cosmic consciousness. Source consciousness, right? And I started to hear voices come through me. And I didn't know if they were coming from within me or around me or from above me, but it didn't matter because the messages were strong, loud, and clear. And on one day I heard, you will write a 30-day book on the evolution of consciousness. And I thought, yeah, okay. At the time, I'm like a wellness coach, right? I'm not an author. And I'm really just awakening on my path. And the voice always says, don't worry, you'll figure it out. And so here we are 5 years later, and I have two 10-day books and a third 10-day book in the works. So what it really turned out to be, Dr. Pat, was one 10-day book for the mind, because as I started to tune into spirit and channel through concepts that would be presented, in these books, I was shown how one needs to liberate their mind from limiting beliefs first and step onto a path of more practical spirituality that they can apply to their everyday life, balance karma, and understand some basic spiritual principles and concepts before the second book, which is about the spirit and clearly more deeply metaphysical. But it is the second 10-day book. The first book is a 10-day workshop. This is a 10-day adventure. And the third book is a 10-day retreat. I really felt in the second book that an adventure was most appropriate because I really wanted to go to sacred sites around the world where these advanced civilizations had an advanced understanding of cosmology, spiritual practices, ceremonies, rituals that we could benefit from knowing more about today as we ascend.
And, you know, it leads me to one of the sections in the book where you talk about the one infinite creator, divine consciousness. Talk about this as the essence of spiritual message on this adventure. And you go through and you talk about several phrases, God consciousness, cosmic consciousness, divine consciousness, and even unity consciousness. And what you say, I like to call it creator consciousness. Talk about that. Creator consciousness is really powerful, a powerful phrase, but it's also an action phrase, so to speak. Can you talk to that?
Yes. And so as I started to realize how consciousness was malleable, receptive to my thoughts and intentions and expectations, how I was moving through this field of consciousness and having an effect on it, then also with the self-realization that I am an aspect of the one infinite creator, and as such, a creator being myself, that I could use my powers of creator consciousness to create my reality in any which way I desired, with the power of my thoughts, intentions, and expectations. And that this is when I really got involved with the principles of quantum physics, particularly electron wave particle duality, and this idea that reality is a wave until we observe it, and then it becomes a particle. So as I move through my reality, is it a wave of potential until I observe it? And then and only then does it transform into forms? And then what do those forms look like? Are they based on what I expect to see, the intentions I've set, my mindset? And so when you start to become the master of your mind and you can affect your reality as it unfolds, what power is that of creator consciousness?
You know, one of the things too is, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, setting the stage for us to day one search for a sacred symbol. And sometimes we live in the world and we don't realize that we are surrounded by sacred symbols. And yet there is a meaning to explore these symbols out in nature, right? You know, whether it be something beautiful that you discover maybe in the way a flower is shaped. But these sacred symbols in themselves are revelations. Can you talk about that?
Yes. And so I had met with a psychic intuitive to help me deepen my experiences in meditation. And she, I have to give her credit. She said to me, Suzanne, go out in nature and see if you can spot a sacred symbol. And I said, okay, I'm a student and like yourself, I'm compliant. I take instructions well, and I headed out. And I started walking down the nature path. And right away, I noticed the spiraling outward of the petals on a rose.
Wow.
The spiraling of the wind picking up and picking up the sand and creating a spiraling vortex. I threw a rock in the stream and it spiraled outward. And I thought, it's the spiral. It's the radiant spiral. And I even wrote a poem about it in my book.
Yeah,
called The Radiant Spiral.
Yeah.
And then I started to see it everywhere. I'm like, the heat from the sun is spiraling outward. And then I was standing in a grocery store line behind a little boy who had a cute little crew cut. And I realized it was spiraling out from a point on the back of his forehead. And I thought, everything spirals out from the center. And then, of course, go deeper metaphysically about how creation itself spirals out from the center point.
But I think what it does is it really moves you to this place of recognizing something that probably is around us all day, every day. And yet we don't witness it like that. You know, we don't take that moment to witness it. And, you know, this adventure, each day of this adventure is to provide, isn't it, a new revelation, almost like an accumulation as you go through these, an accumulation of, you know, a new consciousness, a new thing that we might see, a new place that we might be. And I want to ask you this question. When we come back, I'm curious on how writing this book perhaps has changed you. And if there is one of these days that stands out in your mind, in your personal journey more than another. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with Suzanne.
When you lose a child, you find yourself part of a club that you never chose to join. There is a way to find meaning and joy in your life again. Jen Ripa has created a 6-week sacred grief system, helping you let go of grief, heal with compassion, and understand what's available to you in the rest of your life. It can feel scary acknowledging that a part of you wants to move forward because you're not sure how to do it in a way that honors your child. The good news is that when you allow yourself to address your grief in a multisensory way, you can transition from sadness, regret, and hopelessness into a life that gives you peace, joy, and meaning. Jennifer understands with deep compassion how you're feeling because she's been there. For more information about the Sacred Grief Course, visit thriveology.com. That's thriveology.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Rise Up, Awakening Through Revelation, 10 Days on the Ascension Path. Suzanne Ross joining me here today. Before we get to that question and really talk about the journey within the journey, again, how do people find out about you, and also how do they get a copy of the book?
So my website is SuzanneRossWellness.com. And I wanted to mention that if you go to my website to purchase my book there, you can purchase the full color illustrated copy. It has over 100 full color illustrations. On Amazon, you'll get the black and white version, but I highly recommend the full color illustrations to enhance your experience of the book. Also on my website, you can download all of the meditations that I lead throughout my book.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, as I said before, you know, when you read this book, literally each day is really there for us to experience in the adventure. And before the break, the question I had was, you know, I can't help but think about when you take these ideas, when you take these insights and you put them, you know, pen to paper, and you say yes to that journey, right? You know, and you say yes to really having each day bring people forward in their own revelation, in their own evolution. I often wonder how you've been changed by writing this. And then also, you know, is there one day that called to you very, let's just say, in a special way?
I would say that this book changed me in the way that as I asked Source specific questions about how creation came into being, what the nature of reality truly is, and what's our place in it, I was able to channel through answers, the answers I had really been seeking myself. Who are we? Where did we come from? Why are we here? Where are we going? What is the true nature of our existence and experience in this virtual reality? In the true reality of our eternal souls at the center of creation? And what is the infinite source, the one great self? And how does it express through each and every one of us? As I got these questions answered through channeling, I was in awe of creation. I was in awe of how we are all creator beings. And this eternal adventure that we're on as an aspect of the one infinite source. And so I became so enamored with creation and all that is, in a state of ecstatic bliss and gratitude and joy.
Hmm. You know, I want to pull something together here, and I don't know if you see this the same way. I was really struck by, and this is later on in the book, where you write about remembering ancient Egypt. And there may be some people listening today, and they're probably thinking, well, I don't really have anything about Egypt. I don't really have anything that I relate to about that. And yet we are so drawn by the symbols that have come out of ancient Egypt. You know, when we talk about the gods and the goddesses, right? When we talk about, you know, whether it be Isis or some other version of it. But you go on to talk about the pyramids. And I'd love for you to share what you write in the book about the divine trinity and the inspiration, and how gods and goddesses in their own right had the freedom to create at will.
In ancient Egypt, I believe that just like the pyramid texts say, Isis was from the star Sirius, and Osiris was from the constellation of Orion, and that these sky gods came down to create these energetic devices called pyramids, and within the pyramids to facilitate the Egyptian mystery schools in an effort to advance humanity. Also, Ra, and how Ra, the sun god, played such a powerful role at the time of Egypt. And as a fan of the series of books called The Law of One series, channeled by Carla Ruker in the 80s, and I had a chance to interview her, and you can watch all of the interviews that I do of all of the people I reference throughout the book on my show, lightenuptv.net. But this Law of One book revealed that this group Ra is a six-dimensional social memory complex, they say, but this group intervened with the development and evolution of humanity at the time of Egypt to upgrade humanity through genetics, maybe through interbreeding. We know that the sky gods, the sons of gods, interbred with the daughters of men, like the Bible says. But that, yes, these sky gods came down and created magic on Earth,
yeah,
with energetic pyramids that represent the divine trinity, right? Isis, Osiris, and Hathor, and Horus, and these gods of the Egyptian pantheon that actually represent aspects of creation.
And we are still mystified by how all this came to be. You know, how many television shows, how many Discovery Channel things or the History Channel, whatever they are, how many ways have we tried to take the energy and the infrastructure of what has been built and break it down into human terms so that we think we can understand it from a human perspective. You know, the idea of even building anything, you know, that remotely looks like that when it was built, and try to bring logic to it as if it was created from this logical linear way. And just the idea of the pyramids is so far expansive in nature. And, you know, that's part of what I think you're doing here in the book, is you're really having an invitation for us to really take that journey beyond the logical linear form. Is that true?
Definitely. Yeah, it is true. And you were asking what my favorite chapter was.
Yeah,
and I was going to say
know.
Beyond the form.
Which is your favorite?
Beyond the form. And that's what you just said, you know, right?
Yeah.
Searching for the symbolism and the meaning beyond the form.
Yeah, exactly.
Something that struck me so profoundly is I had started to teach mind, body, spirit workshops at this center I worked at. And I was going to teach my class about how these forms of sacred geometry show up in form. Why do we care about the flower of life? And how does it really express itself in nature? And so as I was writing my presentation, my husband and I took off to Pismo Beach. And I was walking down the beach with him, looking at the ground, thinking, what am I going to write in this presentation about how sacred geometry shows up in form? And my husband tapped me on the shoulder and he said, look up. And I looked, and there were hundreds of perfect sand dollars laid out in front of us. And I picked up a sand dollar, and there it was, the flower of life on the front and the tree of life on the back. I was stunned, because we'd been to Pismo Beach many times and never had seen sand dollars like this. And I looked up at the sky and laughed and said, that's a good one. We started gathering these sand dollars up, and I took them to my students as a special gift, showing them, see? So yes, beyond the form and understanding how all of creation really came into being through sacred geometry,
yeah,
the Platonic solids and the five elements.
Yeah, it's really hard not to find sacred geometry in just about everything that's been created, right? Whether it be a leaf that falls down from a tree, or a tree, the tree itself. I mean, you see things in form, but there's so much more there. right? You know, there is an invitation to self-realization. And I want to talk with you when we come back from break about self-realization. I think one of the things you talk about is the meaning of our lives within the divine purpose of self-realization. When we come back, we're going to talk with Suzanne about that and still much more. There's so much in this fabulous book, and we'll again remind you how to get your own copy. Let's take a short break, Benny. When we come back, we'll talk about within the purpose lies the meaning. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And we are talking about Rise Up, Awakening Through Revelation, 10 Days on the Ascension Path. And literally, Suzanne wrote the book so that you can prepare for that 10-day journey and then take that 10-day journey. And the reason I'm coming full circle here is that, you know, there's a part of the book where you talk about within the purpose lies the meaning. And one of the things you reference is the meaning of our lives within the meaning of our life, the meaning of our lives lies within divine purpose of self-realization. And that's what I wanted to focus on for a minute, because the book is written in a way where it helps us get to that place of self-realization. Can you talk to that for a minute?
Yes, throughout the book, I felt inspired to offer meditations, initiations, activations at the end of each day of the journey so that the adventurers themselves could connect into higher spiritual revelations that resonate for them as the truth of their existence, of their experience, of their personal journey, so that they could self-realize in a way that resonates most profoundly for them, and to give them a way to connect with their own higher selves, their spiritual guides, and the divine source itself, and realize that they are one with the divine source. And when they tune in through these meditations, initiations, and activations, that they will get their own downloads and that they will have their own revelations.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things you do is you have so many wonderful quotes throughout the book. One of them is my favorite from Shirley MacLaine. The mind is a reflection of the soul. The soul is a reflection of God. The soul and God are eternal and unto each other. And that was a quote from Shirley MacLaine. And when you think about it, you kind of pull it apart, you will get your own meaning to it. And I think that's the way that you've really transcribed this book, is to have us come to this place of our own plan, our own divine plan. And yet there is a larger blueprint. Is there a larger blueprint, or is that just something I think there is?
Well, I believe that in the book, you'll find that I reference the Urantia book.
Yes.
And I like their blueprint of creation.
Yeah.
Because in the blueprint of creation, it shows us that there is a paradise core at the center of creation, which is a portal between the infinite sea of pure consciousness and this realm called eternity, because you needed a place with a beginning to start creating. And here in this central universe called Havona, all of these eternal souls in their perfect divine blueprint exist. And that this projection of this space-time mental construct is seven super universes. And as we know, the number seven is so incredibly significant. It really represents the perfect mathematical completion of the divine trinity. And so the seven, which also is like the seven chakras, right?
Yes.
Represent an aspect of consciousness, an advancement, an evolutionary progression from one to seven. And so as you start to understand this blueprint of creation and how everything is a microcosm of the macrocosm in this grand universe, that this blueprint of creation is a blueprint of you as an eternal soul, and you're an aspect of that in the here and now. You are that. And so that then reaffirms our connection to creation as a reflection of it.
Yeah, I was reading one of the things that you wrote in the book is that ultimately the creator is directing the whole show. And if we could think of this, of all energy transformation as being under the direction of divine will, right? You know, that is an interesting statement, because what it does is it enables us to stand in a level of truth, almost at a level of innocence that allows us to have both free will and yet, you know, creator-directed expansion, so to speak, right? Can you talk about that? I love that. Creator is directing the whole show. And so we can think of all energy transformation as being under the direction of divine will.
Recognizing that we are divine.
Yeah.
And the divine will is within us. And when we align with the divinity of who we are, and we realize that we are the creator, that God is experiencing through us as us, we can align with our divine will versus what might be called the little will driven by the ego. And the divine will is driven by spirit, right? Driven by what some call the higher self, right? And so when we're able to allow spirit to guide the way by following our heart and our intuition, rather than allowing ego to drive our vehicle, then we can start to live within that divine will. And our life becomes a beautiful manifestation of divine synchronicity, where every moment of our day, we are walking in that divine unfolding of perfection, leading mm-hmm. to eternal bliss and ecstatic experiences of pure joy in love.
Yeah, and I think you bring us full circle by saying, remember that you are divine perfection in action, and extend your divine light and love to all beings in all ways, always, and so be it, and so it is. That is a validation and a witnessing for each of us to remember that, because we live sometimes in a world where we think we're not that, that we are not that perfect expression of the divine. We think that somehow we're less than that. And I think what you're asking us to do is take this journey to rise up and to remember that we are divine light and love in action. I want to thank you for today. Please let folks know again how they can get a copy of the book. And then I would love to know your personal message. I would love to know exactly what you'd like to leave us with today.
Thank you. Yes, you can go to my website at SuzanneRossWellness.com. And there you can find my books, the audio downloads of all the meditations that I offer, the sessions that I offer. I offer a complete package of 10 sessions as well as individual sessions. And so as you move through the Rise Up adventure, I'm happy to offer you guidance throughout. Also, on my website, you'll see that I offer spiritual journeys right here in the Red Rock Paradise of Sedona, Arizona. And it's something that I thoroughly enjoy doing. You can connect with me also at SuzanneRoss64@yahoo.com.
And what's your personal message for today, Suzanne?
Remember who you are. Step out into nature and connect. Know that there is one life force moving through all living things and beings, and it is only one thing, the pure love of Source. Many blessings to all. Namaste.
Thank you, Suzanne. And for those of you, get ready for the adventure of a lifetime, as Suzanne is the author of Rise Up, Awakening Through Revelation. And this is a journey that you will take, an extraordinary adventure, an adventure to the path of self-realization, but so much more than that. Suzanne, thank you so much for everything today.
Thank you, Pat. I truly appreciate it.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. And look, if you've missed any part of the show today, there'll be a version of this show, of course, on our YouTube channel at Transformation Talk Radio. And certainly on our website, you'll be able to watch this again. And this is now aired live on Facebook. All of those things are available. If you want to find out more about me, please go to thedrpatshow.com. Benny, thank you. Jacob, thank you. And to all of you out there, thank you for being the best listening audience on the planet. We'll see you next time.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.